How's your day going? Has it been calm or stressful? This is Lisa Berry, and I ask because today is Stress Awareness Day. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Dr. Elisa Patterson. She practices and teaches at the University of Michigan Hospital, clinical psychology. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
How important is it that we are aware of stress in our lives?
I believe it's extremely important. Stress is really underrated. It's one of the largest public health problems that we have. It's linked to just about every disease that you can imagine in terms of chronic diseases. Almost every organ system is affected by the stress that we experience.
The International Stress Management Association is behind this day of awareness about stress today, and they are recommending that you remove stress from your life for at least the day. Where do we even begin to do that?
I think we need to each look at our own behaviors and look to ourselves to identify what things cause us to feel stressed, because each one of us reacts differently to different circumstances. For example, some people love public speaking and find it exhilarating. Other people find it incredibly stressful. So I think we can each look and try to cultivate activities and being around people that we care about, doing activities that bring us fulfillment to manage our own stress.
Do you think people, they're moms, they run businesses, they think, I don't have time to take care of myself. What's the consequences of not doing that?
It can lead to all kinds of exacerbations of many different illnesses, both psychiatric and physical. And we're developing a larger and larger research knowledge base about the connections between psychological stress, which is a physiological experience, really, but most of us think about stress as something just experienced in our mind. If you think about it, it is really a full body experience. And that can lead to problems with exacerbations of diabetes, of cardiovascular disease, of high blood pressure, of irritable bowel syndrome. Just about, as I said, any organ system is affected by stress.
Do you think it's how we're wired that stress impacts people in different ways?
There is evidence that temperament is partly genetically determined. Also, of course, our thinking patterns. Some people develop certain ways of thinking. Some people tend to catastrophize more than others. For example, they stub their toe and then they think, oh no, my toe is going to be broken, whereas others don't automatically jump to the worst possible conclusion.
Can you give us a couple of tips? It is Stress Awareness Day. If we're feeling stressed, is there anything we can do? I hate to say quickly, but if we're in a hurry, we're stressed. What can we do just in the moment to just kind of relax a little bit on this Stress Awareness Day?
There are several mind-body activities that many of us engage in. I teach patients very frequently. It's called a passive progressive muscle relaxation, where one closes one's eyes, which actually puts the brain in a more relaxed state. And it starts to send a message to the rest of the body that the heart doesn't need to beat so fast, breathing doesn't need to be so fast. It starts to calm the body, both psychologically and physically. Another thing that I will often recommend to people is to make a list of pleasant activities that they can sort of rely on in moments when they need a break. And it's amazing how just taking a few minutes to sort of press the reset button, it gives us a sense of being refueled so that we can go and manage whatever tasks are in front of us if we just give ourselves a little bit of extra gas in the tank. So I recommend that people do these things regularly as opposed to waiting until the gas tank is empty and then feeling desperate.
I feel better already. Dr. Elisa Patterson practices and teaches clinical psychology at the University of Michigan Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. Don't I sound calm?
Yes, you do.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.